After word is taught, there's no error in our minds in this atmosphere. We receive clarity from the written word. We see Jesus as he sees us in himself, as your word is taught. He is glorified, will stand edified, and will receive much more in today, tomorrow, in the coming days, years, and decades. The supernatural ministry of angels in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all about it. Okay, let's start. This should be the fifth session, right? Okay. Ministry of Angels. I hope to... remember, I told you I'm going to break it into this. I hope to round up this session by next week, Saturday. So that by... continue sometime, maybe when I'm back. Hallelujah, Ministry of Angels. Amen. I hope you follow me. Matthew 28 from verses 18. Just a short study, short exhortation this evening. Matthew 8 from verses 18, and Jesus came and stood to them, saying, all power, that's the word exousia, authority, is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Mark 16, from verse 15, and he came and said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Say, he that believes not shall be damned. Say, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. Say, they will take up serpents. He said, if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. He said, and they went forth and preached everywhere, for the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. In Luke 24, from verses 45, he says, and he opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. And thus to behold Christ, to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. John chapter 20 from verses 22. John 22. And they embrace on them and say, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, are remitted. And whatsoever ye retain, are retained. Hallelujah. And we say this will be Jesus' closing remark. Hallelujah. Closing remark, which we said was, could be summarized as the entry into discipleship and what happens in discipleship. Hallelujah. So, Jesus reading from the 39 books. Because he read from 39 books. Luke 24 from verse 25. All fools love to believe in all the prophets. So that means Jesus read from the prophets. He read from the 39 verse 27. Luke now explained what he did to them. He said he opened his ear. 27, he said, and he expounded them anew. Alright? Expounded on them in all the scriptures. The things concerning himself. Right? He expounded. Hallelujah, in all the scriptures. Glory to God. What we are following is begin at Moses and all the prophets. So that means he read the 39 books. He taught them across the 39 books. So that means these instructions to the instructions of the 39 books. God's instructions, right? Hallelujah. So that means God's instructions will be found within the 39 books given as instructions to men. So that means God will give instruction to man who is his masterpiece on his plan in the whole earth. So man's pursuit will be the pursuit of God's plan and God's purpose in the earth. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Okay. So if that is God's pursuit or God's plan and his pursuit will be through man, it then means when Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples, speaking to man, it is God's work that will be done through man. So when you get to Genesis 1:2, listen now. We're going to see some of these on Monday. When you get to Genesis 1:2, and it says, the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the surface of the sea. You will find that as the work of the Spirit through man. Hallelujah. When it says, let there be light, it will be the work of the Spirit that will be carried out through man. So when a man gets saved via the preaching of the word, it is let there be light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So where are we going to find the work of the Spirit first? We'll find the works of the Spirit through man. Hallelujah. Hope you're following this. So that is why most times when you hear people say you have to work for your salvation, the Bible says work for your salvation. Bible doesn't say work for your salvation. Bible says work out your salvation. It isn't a work for it. It's a work it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Walk out. So you walk out what you have already in. Glory to God. Say, walk it out. So before you begin to rock yourself, okay, how will I walk it out? You don't say, it's God who walks in you. So that walking is God's work. Hallelujah. So you collaborate with God with what he's doing in you. Amen. That is it. Walk out of salvation. That will be in line with God's pursuit for the earth. Hallelujah. It's God who walks in us. Hope you are following that. So God's plan is for the whole world. And God's plan for the whole world is that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. Numbers 14, 21. It says the whole earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. That will be Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens in the earth. How are you following this? In the earth. So God's plan. God's plan. So remember I showed you something that will come alive as a study will be Genesis 1:2, say the earth was without form and void. Remember, in Genesis 1:1, we saw God's plan, heaven in all the earth. Right? Heaven in all the earth. So my A in all the earth. Right? Which is the land. He doesn't say, and the land. Land? Yes, that's land. The word earth is the word earth is used for land. He doesn't say, and the earth was without form and void. What am I going here? Okay, don't worry. Get it. Maybe one day it's doing the most common thing. Glory to God. Okay, and the earth was without form and void. Glory to God. And that's another point. Remember, when you get to Isaiah will not talk about the desolate land. So the desolate land will not be a land that has crop that, no. The desolate land will be man. The desolate land will be Genesis 1:2. Genesis. So that is why Isaiah will not say the wilderness will be counted for a fruitful ground. Did you see that? Hallelujah. The wilderness will come. He said the dry land will have rivers. I love that song by Sinai. The dry lands are rivers flowing by. Hallelujah. Yeah. That will be Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:3. Genesis 1:2 will not be the desolate land. Come on, that means Genesis points to us two kinds of land. Amen? Yeah. The desolate land, and he said the desolate land will be God's work, will be the work of the Spirit. The Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the deep. Are you following that? Yeah. That will be the work of the Spirit in all the earth. God's plan is for the desolate land. Hallelujah. Are you following me? To be filled. So God's plan is for the desolate land to become the fruitful ground. And how would that be? He said that to his man. Be fruitful, multiply. He's not talking about to give birth. No. How many children can you give birth? How many children can you even train in this economy? Hallelujah. But you know what? He's talking about multiply. Multiply God's kind in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Hope you're following that. That is in no way saying procreation is not of God. I didn't say that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm family with amen. Glory to God. So let's go a bit further. Where were we? Okay. So that means God's plan is for the whole world, right? And that plan also includes men coming to know. Knowledge becomes important. You know, how I could put it this way, the earth will be filled with the knowledge, right? Glory to God. Glory to God. With the knowledge. So, very important. Knowledge. Knowledge becomes important. Scripture would say, my people have perished for the lack of knowledge. Knowledge is important in the believer's life. Hallelujah. God doesn't just want to, God wants to be known to man. Very important. God is not, doesn't want to be mysterious, as people put it. He wants to be known to man. You know, there's a difference between mystery and being mysterious, right? Right? Mystery means we want what this explanation. God wants to be known. So that is why Paul will now say, all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Did you see that? Come to the knowledge. Something we'll see tomorrow will be what Paul will write to the church at Ephesus. It says, against some apostles, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, it says for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. It says for the edifying of the body of God. It says, till we all come, that is Ephesians 4, to the knowledge, till we all come to the unity of the faith. It says to the knowledge of the Son of God. Did you see that? That uses the word unity of faith. I remember one time there's a brother like that, that we were all close, me, him, Tunde. Then it's got Timothy. He will always say things like, it's a unity of faith. And he's looking at the unity of faith as one day the whole church will come under one umbrella and we'll say we'll have this unity of faith. No, that is not it. Hallelujah. It's not one height you are planning to attain. No. Unity of faith means he calls it the knowledge. So that means God's plan is knowledge for his children. Hallelujah. His knowledge for us to come, because you know what? If knowledge wasn't important, Paul wouldn't pray for the church the way he did. For knowledge. Most of Paul's prayer for the church was for knowledge. Amen. Ephesians 1. We read that all the time when we pray. Hallelujah. Knowledge. No. We are closing in on Philemon. He said that the communication of your faith, right? The communication of your faith, the koinonia. the koinonia of your faith. I'm trying to just speak Greek and English. The koinonia of your pieces may become operational, right? Operational. That word operational is the word that is for effectual. Effectual. Become operational. Become working. Right? Become active. That word is active. The activeness, right? Becomes active, operational, working. By how? Is it by the acknowledging? That is what epignosis, precise and accurate information of things. It means precise and accurate knowledge. Precise and accurate knowledge of things. Say by the acknowledging, not just a consent, but to be precise about it, right? By of every good thing which is in you in Christ. So that means, one, there are good things in us in Christ, right? Because we're in Christ, because of our union in Christ with Christ, the things that we have been given, the things that we receive, hallelujah, because of our union with Christ, we are partakers, right? We are joint heirs together with him. So there are things that we have received, hallelujah. What we are following is that things we receive. Things we receive. What are those things? You know, or how are those things given? Very simple to know. Look at Romans 8:32. Romans 8:32. Are you there? If you're there, I'm going to read. It says, he, with it. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So what we've received is free. Are we following this? What we've received is free. He said, how shall we not with him give us of all things free? So free. The things we receive, they are free. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verses 11, or start from verse 9, say, I have not seen it as yet. Let us enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. He said, but he has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Say, the Spirit started all things. Say, hear the deep things of God. Say, well, for one man knows the things of a man, he said, except the man and the Spirit that is in him. He said, the things of God know no man except the Spirit of God. Say, we'll receive. Not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God. Right? Which is of God. That we might know those things that are freely given us of God. Hallelujah. He said, which thing we speak. Not in the wisdom, not in the manner in which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. He said, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Hallelujah. So he said, we'll receive not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God. That we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Now, here's the word know. That word know there is to acknowledge it. Hallelujah. That we might know those things that, meaning the things we have received are free. Oh, hallelujah. Is it that the word we receive that free or is free? Glory to God. I know there are people who don't like things. They say, those are religious folks. Those are what do you call them? We are religious folks. Let me just leave it at that. How can I say everything is free? Everything is free. Hallelujah. Five ways of making your faith work. No. Everything is free. Hallelujah. You know, we like those kind of things. Hallelujah. Five secrets to exposing the intent of the believer. It's just taboo. Amen. Five ways to answer prayer. Five ways to answer prayer. Knees and stand up. Lift your hands. Give thanks. And speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Five ways to activate your faith. Is a stand, move, speak, walk, jump, have faith. What are you saying? You're saying nonsense. Hallelujah. But people like it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone wrote five ways. How many ways? Of putting the devil down and keeping him down. Interesting. You know, we like those kind of things. Hallelujah. Putting the devil down and keeping him down. Come on. How about that? So that different, but no, it's free. That things we receive that for free. Five ways or 10 ways of attaining eternal life. One, be holy. And people forget that. That holiness is freely given to us. So you can say, I'm holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, no, holiness is first of all when you live holy. No. Holiness is first of all your identity in Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Holiness is first of all your identity in Christ. He says, no, live a righteous life. You can't live a righteous life when you are not righteous. So you first of all start with, I am righteous. Right? Based on what, who I am, I can live a righteous life. I hope you are following this. So I'm first righteous. Glory to God. You can't do two without being one. You have to be holy. He said, no. Come on, yeah. Glory to God. He said, I'm a chosen city, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Glory to God. He has qualified us. Amen. So they are free. So seven ways, seven keys to a successful or to attaining righteousness. One, abstain. Two, believe. Three, choose. D, decide. E, ever ready. F, forget. G, keep going. Don't worry. You get to your destination. Hallelujah. No, we are attained. So the things that we will fully receive. And we began looking at some of those things, right? In Hebrews chapter 12. I don't want to spend much time just to get to some things. Hebrews 12. It says, we'll come, verse 22, unto Mount Zion. Hallelujah. I've come to Mount Zion. Now we are looking at Zion. Zion is David's stronghold, right? Now David, now Zion is actually, we are talking about spiritual Zion. But it was a physical Zion, yes, is Zion due to David's stronghold. Now David's stronghold, as we said, will be a shadow, right? Right? Will be a shadow of the real Zion. Hallelujah. Now what do we have in Zion? He said we'll come to an innumerable company of angels. So we began looking at the ministry of angels, right? The ministry of angels. Glory to God. I would like to say a few things before I get down into some things, details today. I'd like to say a few things. First of all, what reinforces teachings like these? No, this is not the first time I've taught on angels, but I believe the reason why I had it so strong to also teach it right now, not because of what happened, anything that happened immediately, no, or recently, no. But the major reason why I decided to get into teaching this topic a long time ago was on the basis of the fact that I was around in a teaching meeting, a teaching meeting from a very respected pastor I usually would sit under his teaching then, and that was way back. And he made some statements as regards angels. Statements that was, let's say it started off well, but at some point, I don't know how he drifted. And he made some statements that were baffling because, first of all, getting to read books by E.W. Kenyon, I discovered that is the father and his family. I discovered that the reason for father and his family, the new creation reality, I discovered that first of all, that was years back, as far back as 2011. 2010, 2011, that was around this period. I took a hold of E.W. Kenyon's work. I was just done with those two books. I haven't read series of books by Kenneth Hagin and, I knew already that, I began to know already that the reason for the earth was man, right? And the reason for angels was because of man. But surprisingly, getting to listen to this respected man of God, whom I still respect, he said things like, you should be careful of angels because if angels could deafen John's ear, that means an angel could even slap you. That was terrifying. Because the whole church was quiet. You know, it was terrifying that day. I was like, wow. This was shocking. The angels, they don't have feelings. You sure they don't? Once they come, if you don't respect them, they can even blind you. So you have to be careful. So, you know, what it did was to reinforce, you know, things like that will reinforce you to just go back again to the drawing board and study again regarding angels. So I remember then I took up a series on angelic beings. That was where I began drawing out things like hierarchy. Hierarchy came later on, but you know, thought about angels. Though it was more of a pushback from what I heard then, but as in a pushback from what he said. But yet, you know, they see that drive to further teach such kind of, have such kind of teaching so that we don't miss, because the reason for angels, if you don't understand why we have angels, you would, let me just put it this way, you might not understand again the supernatural. It's just as simple as that. I hope you're following me. You might not really be keen in, because angels are supernatural beings. Right? They're spiritual beings and they are for the church. Hallelujah. So if you misunderstand the ministry of angels, you are also misunderstanding the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of God for us. You don't know that. Hallelujah. So it's more important that we look at it again and again and look at scriptures again. And thank God over the years, just few years back, I stumbled on some teachings by my pastor, Pastor Shego Anointa, on we are now in Zion, our old teaching in 2013, teachings from So Great Salvation, series. Let me not call this particular series that you don't go. So you have to start from series one again. Hallelujah. So great salvation from series one. I guess Pastor is in series seven, right? I guess we should be looking at series eight. So start from series one. Series one is like 50 something tracks. So you understand? So the labor we had to go through, we go through that. Teachings from the book of Acts and some other teachings and law in Genesis also. Recently, Pastor taught as regarding angels. So, you know, that the teaching is taught for has now enabled me, your pastor, to look at a building block on how to teach or to teach on angels for a while. I mean, for a couple of years coming. I mean, a couple of years to come or decades to come. Just have that teaching over and over and over again. Just to remind us, because if we have such teachings like that out already, you know, there are a lot of people who will keep talking about things like that. And angels can just come and blind you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. That's what things you shouldn't even say. Hope you are following me. So the reason for all these teachings. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So I just thought to say that. Hallelujah. So it forces you to go back again and restudy. You know, also the teaching we'll be having on Monday too, it's born out from, because it's got like some questions that is the teaching that will start on Monday, but will continue, it will not be out yet. So don't be in a rush, it will not be out yet. That is, it will not be out on the media yet. We'll look for, I guess, October 1st and some Saturday, where we teach on that, answering to this question. So there's some, I just want to go out, there's some teachings, there's some things that you might not, you just have an idea on, and you don't even know how to talk about it when people ask you those kind of questions. Like, is it right for a Christian to eat salara?
Yes, I will eat it once more.
So question like that, somebody that throw that at you, say, why will you eat salara? It is sin. They sacrificed it to the devil. You know, how can you answer such kind of questions? So we're asking today's question. Something just happened two years back, COVID-19. Right? What has happened? What? People didn't go out to church. What happened? In fact, during COVID-19 period, they were ministers of God. Eh? That came at me for saying it's good for us to stay. I said, what do you mean? You're supposed to have anti-Christ movement. Is it not over now? I will not have Christ now. Amen. He's using your number. And it's scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. In scripture, they had ICU. Don't you know? That was COVID-19 ICU. You don't know. But it's a pandemic like that. They will carry everybody outside. So, do not come and meet, what do you call these people? COVID-19 people that are not even NDU, have you? NCDC will not have to certify you. Just so they had NCDC. You don't know. The high priest. So the high priest has said, oh, you are okay to come and mingle with people. We will allow you in. You don't know. Hallelujah. And I decided not to teach it all this way. I have to wait till it is over. So I can teach. Because are there going to be more pandemic? Yeah. I heard that there is an outbreak of monkeypox in the Niger Delta. Amen? So, what is God's role in all of this? Is God doing? No. Amen. So these are things that become precedent in our world, right? I will answer them from the scriptures. So where were we? So we are in will come to Mount Zion, right? Angel. So we began looking at some things that without angel. Okay, hallelujah. So we began looking at angels, right? Right? So what do we say? We say angels, first of all, Hebrews 1:14. So when saying you may be coming from angels, we want you to go back and see, right? So we get to Hebrews 1:14, it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? That means angels minister for, right? Those who shall be heirs of salvation. Right? Hallelujah. So when you use the word heirs, it refers to inheritance. This for inheritance. Heirs of salvation. So referring to the believers also. So angels minister for the believers. In stature, angels have strength. Like they are, in stature, they are better than man in stature. Man is a little lower than angels in stature. Maybe I'm following me. But when it comes to authority, man have authority, because it's man that God will say, sit at my right hand, right? Psalms 2, right? Sit at my right hand. I mean, sorry. Yeah, Psalms 2. That is Hebrews chapter 1. Two. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1. They sit at my right hand and say, till I make thy enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. So man sits. The Son sits. Hallelujah. It is in verse 6, chapter 1, verse 6. Genesis at my right hand. You know, actually, this day have I that I'm quoting something wrong. In the scripture, verse 5, say, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Right? I'll be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Verse 6, and when bringeth his first begotten into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Did you see that? So angels worship. That word worship is the word that means angels serve. Right? Angels serve. So man, or put, man has authority angels don't have. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Okay. It says, look at angels' body build up. It says, verse 7, he makes his angels, make his angels spirit and what? A flame of fire. So angels are flames of fire. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Amen. Amen. So let's go further a bit. So if this is how angels are in stature and man has authority, and it's for a wrong reason, because they are to serve for man or serve man. That means you know, angels, that means, I told us when I said, that means God has deposited in angels all that is needed to serve man, to serve for man. Hallelujah. Or to minister for man. That would be better use. Hallelujah. Something I want to show you again is that angels are never used as symbol in the Old Testament books or anywhere to symbolize Jesus. No, they were never used as shadows. Okay, follow me. They were not even used as shadows. So never say angels were used as shadows. No, angels were never used as shadows. Okay, follow me. Amen? Angels were not. You find man used, right? Minister of man used. You have someone like Melchizedek. Melchizedek. Now, no, many have thought Melchizedek is actually Jesus that visited Israel. No. Melchizedek is a man. At the time I went into study like that. No, it's actually not a... Look at Genesis 14, verses 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, and after his return from the slaughter of Chidorma and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dad. And Melchizedek, king of what? Salem. Salem is where you have Jerusalem. How do I follow you? At this point, Jerusalem was not Israel. Israel was not like Israel. Right? Or then say Israel was not like Israel. Amen? Israel was not even born. Israel is Jacob. Israel was not born. Hallelujah. Amen? So Salem, so Melchizedek is a man. It is a king of Salem. We want to read the book of the writer of Hebrews, his writer of concerning it. So he's a king of Salem. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Now, Salem at this point was not even part of Canaan. In fact, when they took over Canaan, Salem was not part. Salem was now taken over too. They now had Jerusalem as part of their world. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's the truth. Hallelujah. Just the truth. Glory to God. So Salem is the king of Salem. He brought forth bread and wine. He brought forth what? Bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. Did you see that? He was the priest. So that means he was a priest. Now something you have to see is, hold on. Were there other, before, outside Israel, were there other priests? Yes. Were there, that means before Israel, they had priests of God. They had people who were not even Israelis, but they were God's prophet and they were God's priests. Hallelujah. One of them is Adam. Right? Adam is a prophet. Another is Abraham. Abraham is a prophet. Genesis 20 verse 7. Amen? Hope you are listening to me. Right? Genesis 20 verse 7. Another one is Abel. Abel is a prophet. That was why his sacrifice was the sacrifice of God, was a shadow of God's sacrifice. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Amen. That shows worship. Abel is. Glory to God. Who again do we have? We have Isaac. We have Noah. We have Enoch. Lamech. Hope you're seeing that. And they were all prophet of God. They were not in Israel. They were not Israelites. Shomo, you're not Israelite. Hope you're hearing me. They're not Israelites. So that means, if these people were God's priests, right? God's mouthpiece. That means, that means we could have men who were not even from the lineage or descendant of Abraham, come on, that were priests. In fact, we have men who were from distant lands that were not priests. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. Amen. They're not priests. Glory to God. Were there men who were also priests? Okay, were there men who were priests in the days of Abel? I want to do something. Were there men who were priests in the days of Abel?
I told you the only two people in the whole world. Cain and Abel.
Oh, I mean, sorry, Cain. How did Cain not have the descendants? Who did he marry? Quiet, right? Cain. Put him in that corner. Oh, another question.
No, let me not go to that one.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. It says, Adam and Eve were in the garden. What is the garden? Let me ask that question. Where is the garbage? Was the garden a critical place? Oh, God. Apostle Tim Baxter. Was the garden a critical place? Thank you. Ah, this is an apostle. Yeah, that was Taylor. It's a physical place, but was used as a symbol to show God's presence. How are you following? It's a physical place that they could point to. God is saying, that is our solo. That's what it is. Amen? How are you following? Very simple. Glory to God. So they were priests. So that means Melchizedek was a priest like that. Was a priest like that. It's not, he says, and he blessed him. And he said, bless the Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And bless the Most High God, which has delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithe of all. And when he gave him tithe of all. I'm not talking about tithe today, so let me just, since I'm not teaching you tithe, I'm not talking. I wanted to talk, but it will drift me further like last week. Hallelujah. So let me stick to my notes. So let's see something. Let's see the writer of Hebrews, his commentary on it, Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews 5. Are you in Hebrews 5? Okay. It says, verse 6. I'm looking up for something else. No. Hebrews 7. Sorry. Hebrews 7. Now, on top of verse 1, I want to go down. It says, for this Melchizedek, king of who? Is it the same thing with Genesis? Come on, King of Salem, of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from slaughter of the kings, and did what? Bless him. And he gave him a tenth part of all. Of all. First being interpretation of King of Righteousness. God, the word Salem. Now, when you King of Righteousness, they say, hey, is the spiritual thing, calm down. The word Salem in the Hebrew, they're just interpreting it, right? What Salem in the Hebrew is the word for righteousness. So, writer of Hebrews is bringing out something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he says, King of Righteousness. And after that, King of Righteousness. And after that, the King of Salem, which is the King of Israel. So Salem is used for peace. Sorry, I take back that. What I said, Salem is used for peace. King of Israel. Verse 3, now says, without father, without mother, without descendant, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, who was made like the Son of God, abided a priest continually. It's without father or mother. I have never said that before. Yes, right. So without natural descent. It's Jesus that trying to push across a doctrine which was correct but wrongly interpreted from that part. Right? Hallelujah. A doctrine was correct. This one had some little Caleb. Hallelujah. Caleb. Because when it says without father, without mother, what was this thing? Without beginning, we're just telling you that the writer of Hebrew, the writer of Genesis did mention his father. Who his father was, who his mother was. That's what he was saying. He wasn't saying he never had father nor mother. Okay, follow me. Just saying the writer of Genesis did show us who his father was, who his mother was, when was he born, when did he die. Do you understand? So he now picked that, now said, listen, but was made like the Son of God. Did you see that? Amen? So that is how he was brought forth, like he just came into the scene, right? He now says, abided a priest continually. He didn't say he's a priest today. Come on now. Amen. Amen. He didn't have beginning of days. He didn't have end of days. Some people went to Bayelsa to teach this. Hallelujah. He didn't have. Just spreading false doctrine everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not beginning of days. It's not end of days. He's a priest forever. So that means in heaven we have two priests, right? One that is in the earth and the other. Come on, stop doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. You said the writer, what it means that the writer of Genesis didn't record it for you. Right? Amen. Go to God. He didn't say he is the Son of God. He said he was made like. Hallelujah. When you say made like the Son of God, what comes to your mind? Who is the Son of God in the Old Testament?
Jesus Christ was made like.
That is, he will introduce him the way he will introduce them. Without father, without mother, without beginning, without end of days. He now went to verse 4 and said, now consider how great this man was. You see that? Unto him the patriarch Abraham gave a cent of the spoil. You see that? Hallelujah.
So that means he considered him, that was honor.
Now he's trying to show you his honor. He honored him. What? But yet he was a man. Glory to God. So angels were not used to symbolize Jesus at all. Hope you are following me. Deliver. Only why we saw a comparison of Jesus' ministry was with man, not angel. Never was angel, you see. And the angel was like unto the Son of God. Who dashan? It's not possible. Hope you are following me. Now there are some things we began looking at that will get even into. Last week I asked the question, do angels kill? Did I ask that question? Do angels kill? The angels don't kill it. No. See, angels, I told us one, I said they are angels of God, right? When we hear angels, they are not angels of man. Please, I debunked that last week. I'm doing it again. I know angels of man. I say, my angel. The angels of God. That minister for you. What are you following me? So there's no particular... These are Victor Christ's angels. These are Philemon's angels. They can be angels assigned for a particular task to you for reasons. Right? But, you know, there's nothing like this is my personal angel. They bear my name. Victor Christ's angel. No. Hallelujah. No. Glory to God. No. There's nothing like that. See, my angels are multiplying. How are they multiplying? Are they having sexual intercourse? No. Whoever knows you. Very vital. So there's nothing like that. But it will angels too. Now they are angels of God. Now because they are angels of God, they minister for God. That's how you remember something. So the minister for God. So what we are following, the angels, the minister for God. I mean the minister for us, the angels of God. That means if they're angels of God, that means they will carry out the task of God. Right? Come on, they will carry out the task of God. And that's why we began looking at the fact that angels preserve. What we are following this. And that was, we began looking at the fact that angels preserve. So angels, the angels of God, can they kill? No. Because God doesn't kill. If you say God doesn't kill and yet his angel kills, that means God is a killer. Are we following? Because angel just came, just killed them. No, now. Hallelujah. Let's look at examples of scriptures. In scriptures, angels of God. Look at Peter. We read that last week. Acts 12. When the angel showed up in the prison, imagine the angel just showed up like that, bam, boom. Just went to all the guards, just killed them. That would be angel Terminator. Just showed up, bah. I don't want to arrest Bros P. Ah, I brought P. All of you! No. Right? The angel carried out his assignment and left. Right? Hallelujah. Or, Acts 15. Paul and Silas in the prison. The angel did just show up. You know, some people say the Holy Ghost that came down. That is wrong. Can you say that? Holy Ghost came down. So when praises go up, God come down. Your middle name is your change. When praises go down, stop that nonsense. Stop. Say, when the Holy Ghost that came down, say, I will not send angel, I will call myself. I've not heard that. God was just moving on the table. You acted that nonsense. God was just moving on the table. Now the chair. He said, praise me. Oh, man, go on that stand up. You better hear it. What they even tell Shango, go on that stand up for what they tell Shango. Come on, give yourself brain. Who are following you? You know they call Shango by those names too. I was watching one man, Zion thing. Yeah, I was singing incantation for the gods, and he was calling a name that will call God in church. And Lady Mary, I said, it's God now. So then I now met a Yoruba brother. I said, no. He's first of all used. Okay, so I was trying to hear this from. I was first of all used for those guys there. Amen. The governor, I'm coming down. Hey, that is for present. No, stop nonsense. So there's no Holy Ghost that came down. It was an angel. Right? Now, when the angel showed up, the jailer, he didn't kill the jailer. Right? He didn't kill the jailer. No. But we will see the ministry of angels in what happened to the jailer. Preservation. Hallelujah. The angel wanted to kill the priest wanted to kill himself now, thinking that Paul and Silas are gone. But Paul said, do yourself no harm. Right? But we are still here. Preservation. So you will find God's work in his angels. Hope you're following me. So because God is not the killer, his angels will not be killers. Another thing. That means in our study on the revelation of God, we now have to find out who then was doing the killing in the Old Testament book. We now have to find out. I read one says, he that break the egg, the serpent will bite. Stop saying nonsense. Hallelujah. Who was doing that killing? You know, the Greek name for devil is the word diabolos. Hope you know that. Diabolos, meaning a deceiver. I heard something from Bamashadu, one of his old teachings. He said, because he's a deceiver, he always say one of the greatest deceits he showed forth to man in the Old Testament book was to make man believe that the killing in the Old Testament book was done by God. It was not God. God doesn't kill. Hallelujah. God doesn't kill. In fact, Paul will say the cause death an enemy. So God doesn't kill. Romans chapter 5, the Bible will say, by one man, it said, look at the Romans 5. It said, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So we'll find the entrance of sin, of death into the world via one man, via man. Hallelujah. So God doesn't kill. Hope you are following me. God doesn't kill. So that means you will not find that around his angels. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. You will not find that around God's angels. Glory to God. Look at Acts 27. I was supposed to come here last week. Look at Acts 27. Let's look at something in Acts 27 quickly. Are you there? Look at verse 24. It says, "Now I exalt thee to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." Did you see that? Hallelujah. He's not saying he's serving the angel of God. No. It says the angel of God. He's talking about God. He says whom I serve. Did you see that? And whose I am. Who is he? Of God, not of the angel. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So he said, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And I said, fear not. Did you see that? So that means, what was the role of the angel in, you know, they had a shipwreck. What was his role? He says, there shall be no loss of life. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that is preservation. Glory to God. Look at verse 24. He says, fear not, Paul. That was the Paul before Caesar. And lo, God had given thee all that say we did. Did you see that? Hallelujah. God has given thee all that say. So we, from this conversation, you know it was an angel that was speaking to him. Verse 24. Look at verse 5. The word was fast. Be not be of good cheer, for I believe God. Did you see that? That it shall be even as it was told me. I believe God. So this, I believe the angel, I worship the angel. No, I believe God. Right? I told us last week, you must be God conscious. Right? I believe God. But that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at the fact that the ministry of angels in that situation was towards rescue them. Do you see that? Preservation. Preservation. Glory to God. What am I saying that? So you can't find God killed. No. God doesn't kill. God doesn't kill. Now, look at something. Back to Job. Let's look at Job again. We were in Job last week. Let's look at him again. Let's look at Job again. Job 1. Let's see. Now, remember, he said there was that conversation, right? That conversation. And I told us to be wary of how people interpret that conversation, to make it look as if God was having meeting. God was having town hall meeting, and Satan just drove past with one keke marwa. And said, hey, Satan, stop. Yeah, why are you going now? I said, I'm just going around the air. And I said, okay, you're going around the air. I said, yeah. God now said, have you considered my son Job? You know, people paint that in their head. So somebody answered, well, the sons of God are gathered. Not everyone understanding what was being said in Job. That when the sons of God are gathered, that angel, I mean that the devil is always there. So when we are gathered like this, Satan is there. As in, the height they give to the devil sometimes, you ask yourself, is it the same devil that scripture speaks about? Maybe they, amen? Because you know he's not omnipresent. I've said this over and again. He's not omnipresent. And I told us, just very simple, when Jesus went to Egypt, when they took Jesus to Egypt, Satan was still, the devil was still with him. Was still in Israel. By the time he took the bus going to Egypt, Jesus had come back. Amen. So he did it in both ways. Amen. The guy is not intelligent at all. Glory to God. Amen. He wouldn't have known Jesus was born. He didn't even know where Jesus was born until Jesus was 3 years old. Don't you know? He didn't know Jesus was born until the wise men told Herod, Satan never knew. Was busy doing other things. Hallelujah. Was busy setting trap for John the Baptist. No, he didn't know. So don't be wise. Stop hiding. I told you that you'll find that similar way the book of Genesis was written, you'll find it also in the book of Job, right? Because there is a school of thought that says the book of Job was written about that same time too, the book of Genesis was written. That's why some people are saying it was Moses that wrote it, but not Moses. Hallelujah, it wasn't Moses. Hallelujah. Oh, we are following you. And it wasn't Moses. But reason around that same time, so it has the same pattern.
pattern of writing where an imagery was used.
Now something was happening and the writer was painting an imagery of something else. Or something, and it was more as it was painting an imagery of a supernatural. I think we'll look at it next year, right? Right? Let me not bite my tongue as I explain that to us. So
he used imagery
of
that conversation.
So we're going to look at,
was there a conversation actually?
Amen.
I almost answered you, but I will not.
I almost did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at this. Job, right? So when Job won, so God now said, don't touch his life, touch every other thing. Why did I laugh like that? Don't worry. Look at verse 15. Now, this is Satan's work. He said, and the serpents fell upon them and took them away. And I said, the serpents are men, right? Was that what I said last week? That the serpents are men. It's just like you are having Boko Haram or headmen, unknown gunmen, ungun no men. No gunners, no. Ungunners. Anyone, just choose one. Amen? They said the boy Jesus, they are looking for redemption. But the Jesus they bought is not the Christ. So what are the redemption you want? Okay. Let's continue. He says, he fell upon them, slain thy servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone escaped to tell thee. Now look at verse 16. That's what I'm going to. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God. Isn't it? He said, the fire, but thank God the writer has already painted a picture. Right? I painted that picture of a conversation. That picture like a conversation, let me put it that way. So you already know who was doing the act, right? Right? Is it not the same Diabolos? Was it not Diabolos that came to the servant? Sure you can see. Together, right? Is it the fire of God is falling from heaven? When you say fire from God is falling from heaven, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means, could you relate that to, is it that they saw fire from heaven just dropping? What do you think? Okay. The fire of God from heaven. This is interesting. And I burn up the sheep and the servant and consume them. And I alone escape to tell thee. You see that? So first of all, we know it's not fire from God. Right? Right? Can we relate this to like a natural disaster? Can we relate it to a natural disaster? Something that happened? Natural disaster? Maybe fire started gutting out from somewhere and just went wildfire.
Have you seen those wildfires before? It even happened last year or last year.
Wildfire.
Right? Something related to that. I didn't say that was it, but something related.
Hallelujah. But yet, the person that came with that information was fire from God. What a misrepresentation. Was it God? Isn't God? So why would they put God? We go down, you will now see when Job himself now spoke again, thinking it was God. Amen? So you say God give it and God take it. What nonsense talk is that? God give it and God take it. Don't use such words. Hope you are following me. Amen. Don't use such words. Those are unguided statements. That shouldn't be used by believers. I hope you are following me. No matter how you want to console the person you want to console, don't even go there. You are concerned. You know everyone is sober. So you don't want to hear, you don't want to say what they would like. Why don't you just keep quiet? I said, sorry, it's better off. And say, God give it and God take it. Or they don't call you and say, Apostle Tim Bastos is here, let him just pray for us. You know, things have not been good. This guy, he lost his business. So just pray for him. Now that's not about the apostle. Say, thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, you know you give it and you take it. If I'm there, I will walk through. How can you use such words? So you are taught well never to use such kind of words. You could go into business and lose money. Sure, you know. How's the end of your pastor? Who tell you? You lose money, right? But does it mean God give it and God take it? Does it God that crash the market? Of course. Now imagine. Someone that is not taught now wants to give the explanation of Santos. Forgive me, Santos, don't worry. Now want to give an explanation of Santos. Now says, and the fire of God burnt up all the money inside Santos' account. How will you see it? He said, why are you calling God? That is how he just did in Job. God is on his way, the fire of God. It's just similar to, so you can see that it's not God, it wasn't God. Okay, similar to Luke. Look at Luke. Luke 9. Because the angels of God will carry out God's ministry. Okay, follow me. Luke 9. First. Luke 9 verses 52 into 53. Look at Luke 9 52. Okay, follow me. Okay, verse 53. And they did not receive him after he sent him because of his face and those. Okay. Okay, yeah, because of his. Because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And his disciples, James and John, saw this. They said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? Did you see that? And consume them. The King James now added that Elijah did. Though it was, they were referring to Elijah. Right? Now he said, would we call fire? His disciples, Jesus was with them. They were not afraid to say, Master, let's call fire. Amen. Glory to God. Let's call fire. Look at what Jesus replied. He turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are. Did you see that? For the Son of God, man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. So that means you'll find preservation, right? In the ministry of angels of God. So can you say, did you see that? So that means angels, listen, that means God's angels will not be found using fire to kill you. I want to get to somewhere now. Can the angels of God collaborate with the devil? Let me have that answer for now. As long as they are angels of God, they are angels of God. Hope you are following me. Amen? Hope you are following me. As long as they are angels of God, they are angels of God. Hope you are following me. They can do what is not of God. Hope you are following me. Now, something else you have to say, but man, even can a child of God collaborate with the devil? Emphatically, yes. That's why Paul would say, give no place to the devil. Right? He just said, give no place to the devil. A believer can collaborate with the devil. Look at his disciples. Men are willing to say, let's just call fire. They know God is with us. No, you know, Jesus is with us. He's the master. Sir! Let's call fire. Let's show them and this in their body. This in their body. You carry this. There's not some people like that. They just shoot them. I heard somebody brag about things like that. I've bragged about one like that sometime. And he just collaborated with the devil. Like there was a time when I was in school, I did math. That was in my first year. Did math and that math exam. I did this. I wrote it with every vigor. But before then, I had messed up. In the sense that I corrected my lecturer. You don't do that. Don't do that in the university. Okay, you hear me? I learned from my own experience. I thought it was AFSS. Then you just say, sir, you are wrong, sir. Let me. So that day in the class, the lecturer was lecturing. And you know me, I like calculation. I'll just say, okay. Yes, ma'am. And he was not a Nigerian. And some of you were not privileged to have a foreigner teach you. Some Novena people. My black people. And they worship me, that worship me. So I was privileged. And I said, sir, that's it. He has spoke. He has a young man. I said, sir, you're wrong, sir. Now give me the marker. And I said, go and correct me. So he should have saved my life. And I went to the board. And I cleaned everything he saw. Yes. Everything. Clean your mouth. And I said, just solve it. And why I solve math? I solve math with English. I don't do or write it cross multiply. You know that? So I solved it. Cross multiply to do this. I was writing my text. Man, look at this. Let's call it. He didn't say what to me. Just left the class. Continue teaching. Coming to class. I was always going to class. And I always sit in front. Never known he had marked my face. So during exam, was the only lecturer that said we must submit our what you call exam card with our picture. Any other person who just came on my mind did not come out. Hallelujah. So I went to meet him. He said, sir! With that boldness. He said, sir, you didn't see? The man looked at me. He said, yeah, this is a fact. I said, no, but I want to see my result. And I said, no. Can you correct me? That was when the whole thing and dawned on me that I corrected my lecturer. Crazy now. Okay. I was like, wow. So, I started boasting in front of some people. If I be a man of God, I'm collaborating with the devil at that point. If I be a man of God, this guy! You don't this is my result. The guy you die, they take you out. not long after, the guy fell in. You know, I've said this story years back now. They took the man out of the country and from there they didn't allow him to come back. And I would say, I'm a man of God. That's stupidity. Man became very ill. I don't even know you from the guy still alive. I don't know. He became very ill. That his post in the school was as a lecturer. Yes, he was terminated, something like that happened to him. I didn't want to get the gist. I got what I wanted. That was nonsense. That was me collaborating with the devil. Because God will not do that. We are following you. God wouldn't do that. God wouldn't want another man to die now. So that was, I will know that is the handwork of the devil. So that means I'm collaborating with the devil. Hope you are following me. Hope you are listening to me. Mickey Mouse. When I said, I heard the story of a man of God who wanted to build a house somewhere and another person from another religion was saying, no, you can't build that house. The man said, if I be a man of God, I give you 14 days, you will die. That 14 days, I guess after a while, the guy died. I'm like, I'm a man of God. Man, the pastor is still preaching to today. In fact, I know him. Most of you, all of you know him. I won't call his name. No matter how you beg me. So he's like, yeah. I'm a man of God. I am a man of God. But you know what? He just collaborated with the devil. God, we know that's not the ministry of God's spirit. But that is the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. Amen. Kill my name, die my dad. You are actually collaborating with the devil. You know, why are you looking at me and looking at this? You, why are you looking at me? I'm looking at this. I walk over. Amen. But that is just it. That's just it. I collaborated with the devil. I'm not going to say, run Pastor Shagri share, but I'm not going to say it. But you'll be surprised. Maybe we did. If I was in a church one day, a pastor was done preaching, He was an invited preacher, a bishop. He was all teaching about the love of God. That love. Then the owner of the church, he called herself a prophet. I will not call. Great God, honey. Prophet and church. Now stood up. Now say, ha ha. I'm called my bishop. Yeah, you know we have been friends. I've been talking about this for years. Your ministry is a ministry of love and teach the word of God. But there are some people who will trouble the devil. Who will not live until we see wicked people die. What a ministry! That ministry should not, the name shouldn't be what you have it. The name should be collaboration with the devil international ministry. That's what we're doing. Amen. Amen to that. Glory to God. Even the people that killed Jesus, Jesus didn't kill them. He didn't say, oh God, kill them. No! Hallelujah. In fact, look at Matthew 26. Look at Matthew 26. When he said, Matthew 26, 53. Are you there? 53. Look at it. He says, is it thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will please, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? You might be thinking, this was the point he was to be arrested. You might be thinking he was talking about angels to come and fight for him, right? That is the wrong notion we have when we don't read scriptures in context. Let's read in context. In context was where you find Peter cut off the ear of Marcus. Hallelujah. Let's read in context. Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay. Verse 51. Now it says, and behold, one of them which was with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. That is, his name is Marcus. Verse 52. And then said Jesus unto me, put up again thy sword into his place. That is, don't use your sword. That's what Jesus is saying. For they that take the sword shall perish by the sword. So what is Jesus doing? Was that a rebuke? Was that a rebuke? So it was a rebuke. So Jesus is saying, no, don't be violent. Right? Or don't be violent. Right? Don't be violent. Is that it? Is that it? Okay, stop. Now look at verse 53. Now it is in the light of that rebuke that he now says, teachest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father and will present and give him more legions of angels? Do you see that? So for what? Is it okay? No. For preservation. Do you see that? Let's go on for that. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thought it must be? In the same hour, said Jesus to the multitude, and you come against me as a thief with sword and staff to take me. So Jesus was saying, now what would the angels do?
To deliver him out of their hands.
Not that the angels will come and kill. So you don't need to use a sword. If I want to be preserved out of the hands, I can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So angels are for preservation. Hallelujah. Not to fight. Not to kill. Angels don't kill. The angels now send you, go. Angels move to the left. Angels go and kill. No. You are trying, angels are not higher as a thing. Okay, they're not higher as a thing. When you are using things like that, you are actually collaborating with the devil and his demons. Hope you're hearing me. Because you know you have to strike a balance. Some people hear angels are for the sons of God. But they have angels. So therefore I can send them on any errand. So, you know, like I said, must draw a boundary. Hallelujah. Not for violence, not for killing. No. They must carry out the ministry of Jesus. The ministry of God and the ministry of Jesus is what they carry out. Hallelujah. Preservation, deliverance. We looked at deliverance last week, right? So angels don't kill. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Okay, something else. Do angels have inherent power? You know, the angels are powerful, they have strength. They have inherent power. There's no way of answering questions. Hallelujah. Before we get to answer that, Let's look at Psalms 103 verse 20. Everybody, let's get to Psalms 103 verse 20. I guess I should be preparing to round up now. Psalms 103 verse 20. Okay, are you there? He says, bless the Lord, yea, his angel that excel in strength. Strength, is that a physical composition? This that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of what? His word, right? So angels hearken to the voice of God's word. Hallelujah. Angels do what? They hearken to the voice of God's word. So angels act on words, right? They act on words. First of all, I say you don't use words of fear, right? You speak words of faith. Glory to God. You speak words of faith. This will come alive as we get to round up now. Look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. So we speak words of faith. That is why scripture will always tell you fear not. When angels appear, the person says fear no. It's for a purpose. Because angels don't act in the arena of fear. Hallelujah. I use the word which is angels fear, weakened angels. For me, how I use it, but that is the truth. Hallelujah. We are following me. Now look at Ephesians 1. From verse 18. It says that the eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So okay, glory to God. Amen. So look at what Paul is saying here. Now look at what he says. So where do we have inherent power? Angels or man? Where do we have inherent power? No. What do you say? The believers or angels? Where is God's power towards? Come on now. You're not just saying this for the first time. Where is God's power towards? Man. Man. God's plan. Right? Okay. Now, God's power is towards man or towards the believer, or kindly put, in the believer. That means, look at something else in Okay, I'm correct. Now, I think this is greatness of his power towards us who believe, right? Now, God's power is towards the believer. It's in the believer, right? It's inherent in the believer. Glory to God. Now, take that and see this. Now, what angels have is not inherent power. Okay, I'm following. Angels don't have inherent power in themselves. Glory to God. Do they have strength in terms of physical composition? Yes, but they don't have inherent power. What do they have? Angels have what we call derived power, derivative power. Derivative power will mean God's power is in the believer, so angels listen, angels will receive power from the words of believers. For example, God tells an angel, for example, go to that train station and save, I'm just giving an example, and save that train. In that instruction, the angel is incapacitated to do that. So it's called derived power from words. Because God's power is towards the believer or is concentrated in the believer. So angels don't have inherent power on their own to do things. No. Hallelujah. So that means when the instruction or when the authority is towards, I told us that, when the authority is towards healing, right, you will not see an angel appear in fiery flames. No, you appear as a doctor. That's very simple. Right? So that's power. So what the action will be based on that instruction they've received via the word of God. Because angels respond to the word of God. Glory to God. So it's called a derivative power. Not delegated, but derivative. Hallelujah. Derivative. So they derive it from the word of God. Amen. So that means, as a believer, our word, since we see that we have that concentration of God's power in us, our word should be words of faith, because angels will act on God's word that we speak. Hallelujah. They will act on God's word that we speak. So that means we must keep up that positive confession of God's word. Who we are in Christ. What we receive in Christ. Hallelujah. Our believers' confession of who we are now in Christ. I'm born of God. Hallelujah, he says. I'm born of God. Those words, I'll pick a word from Kenneth Hagin and from Pastor Shegu at the same time. Kenneth Hagin will say, when your prayer doesn't move in line with your confession, you prayed in vain. Hallelujah. That is to say, you are not praying for something. Pray the nations. And tomorrow I hear you mock the church. You will reach the nations. Hallelujah. And tomorrow I hear you mock the things of the Spirit. How will you reach the nations? I say, oh God, I pray for the nations. So that means my words must flow in line, right, with my prayer. That is to say, my words must be words of faith. My words, in as much as there are things happening in the world. Hallelujah. My words must be intact with my prayer. Glory to God. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. So I must keep up that positive confession. I must keep it up. Always and always. I know who I am. I'm born of God. Hallelujah. Don't pray for A and then you're talking Z. No. Let it be together. Let your words be aligned with your prayer. I'm a child of God. I receive today the supernatural ministry of India. Hallelujah. I receive today the supernatural ministry of India. Oh, yes. I'm born of God. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm led by the Spirit of God today. My words are guided. You know, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The nations are mine. Doors are open to me. Doors of opportunity. Not you have prayed for doors of opportunity and then you are walking in dishonor. Or you are talking down things that God is doing in the nations. No, you don't do that. You can be praying for the nations and you are talking down and you are saying, could this be God? You are doubting what God is doing. Hallelujah. I told us something that someone asked me a time ago. He said, sir, why do you just believe everything? I said, because I'm a believer. Hallelujah. I showed the person, that was just back. I said, the Bible says, love believeth all things. He said, can't you just try and small, just switch it? No, it's not possible. Hallelujah. It's not possible. I'm born of God. Hallelujah. So I speak for God. I mean, need to use the word God filled words. Hallelujah. God filled words. And also in your prayer, mind the kind of words you use. Oh God, Father, kill my enemies. No, you are born of God. You shouldn't say such words. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you are hearing me. Don't use such words in your prayer. Don't use such, see, there are some things you don't even allow joke to bring your way. Don't mock the things of the Spirit. You are listening to any joke. Any joke that means to anyone, and they mock the things of the Spirit as they start off. Hallelujah. Because the things you allow, you will talk about. Hallelujah. Don't even allow it. Hallelujah. Just take it off. Just take it off. There are some, I tell you the truth, there are some comedians I don't listen to again because they mock the things of the Spirit. I don't listen to them. And when I see that, I will just block you. I'll take you, I'll delete you from my brain. I even see it on my side, I'll just move. You can't mock the things of the Spirit and I listen to you. Not even casually. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just be wise and smart. Be child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We learn something today. Let's just thank him. Just be a good person, Lord.